بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي كفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين، صدق الله العظيم. After Asr, we will be discussing about the kind and compassionate nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the kind and compassionate nature of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala commands us that we too should show mercy, compassion, kindness for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that if a person shows kindness, compassion, even for an animal, that too draws the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and can become a means for a person's forgiveness. We read in the hadith the story of a woman of one of the past nations who lived practically her entire mature life in prostitution. But in spite of that, on one occasion, when she was passing by a well and she came across a thirsty dog that was licking the moisture around the well, obviously a dog cannot draw water out of the well, it appeared to be very thirsty. So this lady, the prostitute, she took off her shoe and her stocking, she tied the stocking to the shoe, and that way she lowered the shoe down into the well until it reached the surface of the water. Some water came into her shoe. She drew that up. It was very little water, but yet the dog appreciated it. When she put it before the dog drank up the water. Allah Ta'ala liked this act of compassion and mercy so much that Allah Ta'ala decreed the forgiveness of that woman just on this act of compassion. Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also on many occasions showed compassion. He used to overlook even the oppression, the injustices of his enemies. That is why Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have sent you as a mercy unto the entire mankind, for the entire universe. Rasul Kareem sallallahu, due to his compassion, kindness, he used to have that tolerance. If a person has kindness and compassion, he will be tolerant, he will overlook even the oppression of his opponents, of his enemies. If you read the seerat of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, prior to the hijrah to Medina, in Makkah al-Mukarramah, when Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go in front of the Ka'batullah and perform his salah, his enemies, the mushrikeen, used to come surround him and start whistling and clapping in order to cause disturbance to his salah. Yet Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never retaliated. On one occasion, when Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in sajda, then the mushrikeen brought the intestines of a slaughtered camel, which was very, very heavy, and put it onto the back of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It became difficult for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to even lift his head up from sajda. But somehow, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, the daughter of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was still a mere child at that point of time, Allah Ta'ala somehow gave her superhuman strength, and she managed to lift that intestine, the stomach of the animal, of the camel, from the back of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then she washed and cleaned the back of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So with all these atrocities, Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to still make dua for the hidayat. On one occasion, when some of the Muslims found the persecution unbearable in Makkah al-Mukarramah, they requested Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to curse the enemies. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately replied, that I have been not sent into the world to curse mankind, I have been sent as a mercy unto mankind. So Nabi Sallam, even on that occasion, did not invoke curses upon his enemies. This was the compassion, kindness of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. During the battle of Uhud, when Nabi Sallam's face and head were injured during the course of the battle, the Sahaba were busy dressing the wound of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As the blood was trickling down the cheeks of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallam did not allow a drop of blood to fall onto the ground. He was taking a piece of cloth and swabbing the blood. And he mentioned the reason that even if a drop of blood of a Nabi should fall onto the ground, then all these infidels, these kuffar mushrikeen, will be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar Farooq Radhan said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at what they have done to you, curse them. That time to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I have been sent as a mercy unto mankind, not to curse them. And it was because of his mercy and compassion and kind nature that Rasulullah Kareem Sallam's form of tarbiyat, of nurturing spiritually his Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, of nurturing people, was very gentle. And he used to use a very soft approach, not a harsh approach. We ought to take out the leaf from the book of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and not be abrupt to people, not approach them in a harsh manner. It comes in a hadith also referring to that ayat, wa rahmati wasiat kulla shay, which we discussed, that Allah Ta'ala says, my mercy is able to, and it can encompass every single thing. Yes, if someone is not prepared to come into the mercy of Allah, then he is depriving himself. It is his own fault. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, أَنُلْزِمُكُمُهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. Shall we force down your throats our mercy when you dislike our mercy? People that do not want to come into the mercy of Allah, they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah's mercy is able to accommodate them. But they prefer to remain averse and away from the mercy of Allah. Otherwise Allah is prepared to take everyone under his mercy. It comes in a hadith, hadith al-Qudsi, to this effect. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a person comes one span's length close to me, the length of just his palm, then I come one arm's length close to him. In other words, the more he shows his eagerness to come under my mercy, I am prepared to envelop him, to enshroud him in his mercy. The hadith of Qudsi continues, if a person comes to me, Allah Ta'ala says, an arm's length, then I come close to him two arm's length. And if a person walks toward me, I run towards him, indicating that Allah Ta'ala is always waiting for his servants to come unto the mercy under umbrella and the shadow of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we wish to remain averse, aloof, then it is our fault. Allah is prepared to envelop us in his mercy. So as I mentioned, a hadith of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, in other books of hadith as well, in Sahih Bukhari as well, that dakhala arabiyun fil masjidi wa rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jalisun fil masjid. A Bedouin from the rural areas, these people are generally not acquainted with the etiquette of the masjid, with the etiquette of dealing with people. They were uneducated. So Nabi Sallam used to overlook their mannerisms. So any of this Bedouin came into the masjid. And the hadith continues, فَصَلَّ فَلَمَّا فَرَغَ قَالَ أَلَّهُمَّ ارْحَمْنِي وَمُحَمَّدًا وَلَا تَرْحَمْ مَعَنَا أَحَدًا. He made dua in this way, which was obviously inappropriate. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is boundless, limitless, infinite. He assumed that Allah Ta'ala's mercy is restrained, constricted, restricted, limited. So he made dua that, oh Allah, show mercy upon me and your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and don't show mercy upon anyone else. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَالْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned towards him, and look at the kind way of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had it been you or I, we should have said, throw, explain to him that لَقَدْ تَحَجَّرْتَ وَاسِعًا. There's something that is very, very expansive, something very, very broad, something very accommodating, the mercy of Allah. لَقَدْ تَحَجَّرْتَ وَاسِعًا. You have restricted the mercy only to yourself and to me, the Nabi of Allah, whereas Allah Ta'ala's mercy can accommodate His entire creation. So one should not make dua in this way. One should rather make dua that, oh Allah, shower Your mercy upon Your entire creation by granting everyone hidayat. Bring them all under the umbrella of Your mercy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi alladhi kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhi istafa. Amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allahu tabaaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majeed al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi minash shaitaanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil 'alamin. Sadaqallahu al-'azim. After Asr, we will be discussing about the kind and compassionate nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the kind and compassionate nature of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala commands us that we too should show mercy, compassion, kindness for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that if a person shows kindness, compassion, even for an animal, that too draws the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and can become a means for a person's forgiveness. We read in the hadith the story of a woman of one of the past nations who lived practically her entire mature life in prostitution. But in spite of that, on one occasion, when she was passing by a well and she came across a thirsty dog that was licking the moisture around the well, obviously a dog cannot draw water out of the well, it appeared to be very thirsty. So this lady, the prostitute, she took off her shoe and her stocking, she tied the stocking to the shoe, and that way she lowered the shoe down into the well until it reached the surface of the water. Some water came into her shoe. She drew that up. It was very little water, but yet the dog appreciated it. When she put it before the dog drank up the water. Allah Ta'ala liked this act of compassion and mercy so much that Allah Ta'ala decreed the forgiveness of that woman just on this act of compassion. Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also on many occasions showed compassion. He used to overlook even the oppression, the injustices of his enemies. That is why Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have sent you as a mercy unto the entire mankind, for the entire universe. Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to his compassion, kindness, he used to have that tolerance. If a person has kindness and compassion, he will be tolerant, he will overlook even the oppression of his opponents, of his enemies. If we read the seerat of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, prior to the hijrah to Medina, in Makkatul Mukarrama, when Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go in front of the Kaabatullah and perform his salah, his enemies, the mushrikeen, is to come surround him and start whistling and clapping in order to cause disturbance to his salah. Yet Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never retaliated. On one occasion, when Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in sajda, then the mushrikeen brought the intestines of a slaughtered camel, which was very, very heavy, and put it onto the back of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It became difficult for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to even lift his head up from sajda. But somehow, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, the daughter of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was still a mere child at that point of time, Allah Ta'ala somehow gave her superhuman strength, and she managed to lift that intestine, the stomach of the animal, of the camel, from the back of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then she washed and cleaned the back of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So with all these atrocities, Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to still make dua for the hidayat. On one occasion, when some of the Muslims found the persecution unbearable in Makkatul Mukarramah, they requested Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to curse the enemies. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately replied that I have been not sent into the world to curse mankind, I have been sent as a mercy unto mankind. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even on that occasion, did not invoke curses upon his enemies. This was the compassion, kindness of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. During the battle of Uhud, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's face and head were injured during the course of the battle, the Sahaba were busy dressing the wound of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As the blood was trickling down the cheeks of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not allow a drop of blood to fall onto the ground. He was taking a piece of cloth and swabbing the blood. And he mentioned the reason that even if a drop of blood of a Nabi should fall onto the ground, then all these infidels, these kuffar mushrikeen, will be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar Farooq Radhan said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at what they have done to you, curse them. That time to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I have been sent as a mercy unto mankind, not to curse them. And it was because of his mercy and compassion and kind nature that Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's form of tarbiyat, of nurturing spiritually his Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in, of nurturing people, was very gentle, and is to use a very soft approach, not a harsh approach. We ought to take out the leaf from the book of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and not be abrupt to people, not approach them in a harsh manner. It comes in a hadith also referring to that ayat, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِيَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, which we discussed, that Allah Ta'ala says, my mercy is able to, and it can, encompass every single thing. Yes, if someone is not prepared to come into the mercy of Allah, then he is depriving himself. It is his own fault. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, أَنُلْزِمُكُمُهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. Shall we force down your throats our mercy when you dislike our mercy? People that do not want to come into the mercy of Allah, they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah's mercy is able to accommodate them. But they prefer to remain averse and away from the mercy of Allah. Otherwise Allah is prepared to take everyone under his mercy. It comes in a hadith, hadith al-Qudsi, to this effect, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a person comes one span's length close to me, the length of Jesus' palm, then I come one arm's length close to him. In other words, the more he shows his eagerness to come under my mercy, I am prepared to envelop him, to enshroud him in his mercy. The hadith of Qudsi continues, if a person comes to me, Allah Ta'ala says, an arm's length. Then I come close to him 2 arms length. And if a person walks toward me, I run towards him, indicating that Allah Ta'ala is always waiting for His servants to come unto the mercy, under umbrella and the shadow of the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But if we wish to remain averse, aloof, then it is our fault. Allah is prepared to envelop us in His mercy. So as I mentioned, a hadith of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, in other books of hadith as well, in Sahih Bukhari as well, that دَخَلَ أَعْرَابِيٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ جَالِسٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. A Bedouin from the rural areas, these people are generally not acquainted with the etiquette of the masjid, with the etiquette of dealing with people. They were uneducated. So Nabi Sallam used to overlook their mannerisms. So any other Bedouin came to the masjid, and the hadith continues, فَصَلَّ فَلَمَّا فَرَغَ قَالَ اللَّهُمَّ ارْحَمْنِي وَمُحَمَّدًا وَلَا تَرْحَمْ مَعَنَا أَحَدًا. He made dua in this way, which is obviously inappropriate. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is boundless, limitless, infinite. He assumed that Allah Ta'ala's mercy is restrained, constricted, restricted, limited. So he made dua that, oh Allah, show mercy upon me and your Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and don't show mercy upon anyone else. So Nabi Sallam, فَالْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ Sallam, Nabi Sallam turned towards him and looked at the kind way of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Had it been you or I, we should have said, throw, explain to him that لَقَدْ تَحَجَّرْتَ وَاسِعًا. There's something that is very, very expansive, something very, very broad, something very accommodating. The mercy of Allah, لَقَدْ تَحَجَّرْتَ وَاسِعًا. You have restricted this mercy only to yourself and to me, the Nabi of Allah, whereas Allah Ta'ala's mercy can accommodate His entire creation. So one should not make dua in this way. One should rather make dua that, oh Allah, shower Your mercy upon Your entire creation by granting everyone hidayat. Bring them all under the umbrella of Your mercy.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي كفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله العظيم. After Asr, we were busy discussing about the kind and compassionate nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the kind and compassionate nature of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala commands us that we too should show mercy, compassion, kindness for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that if a person shows kindness, compassion, even for an animal, that too draws the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and can become a means for a person's forgiveness. We read in the hadith the story of a woman of one of the past nations who lived practically her entire mature life in prostitution. But in spite of that, on one occasion, when she was passing by a well and she came across a thirsty dog that was licking the moisture around the well, obviously a dog cannot draw water out of the well, it appeared to be very thirsty. So this lady, the prostitute, she took off her shoe and her stocking, she tied the stocking to the shoe, and that way she lowered the shoe down into the well until it reached the surface of the water. Some water came into her shoe. She drew that up. It was very little water, but yet the dog appreciated it. When she put it before the dog
drank up the water. Allah Ta'ala liked this act of compassion and mercy so much that Allah Ta'ala decreed the forgiveness of that woman. Just on this act of compassion. Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also on many occasions showed compassion. He used to overlook even the oppression, the injustices of his enemies. That is why Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have sent you as a mercy unto the entire mankind, for the entire universe. Rasulullah Kareem Sawasam, due to his compassion, kindness, he used to have that tolerance. If a person has kindness and compassion, he will be tolerant, he will overlook even the oppression of his opponents, of his enemies. If you read the Sirat of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for example, prior to the Hijrat to Medina, in Makkatul Mukarramah, when Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to go in front of the Kaabatullah and perform his salah, his enemies, the mushrikeen, used to come surround him and start whistling and clapping in order to cause disturbance to his salah. Yet Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never retaliated. On one occasion, when Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in sajda, then the mushrikeen brought the intestines of a slaughtered camel, which was very, very heavy, and put it onto the back of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It became difficult for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to even lift his head up from sajda. But somehow, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, the daughter of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was still a mere child at that point of time, Allah Ta'ala somehow gave her superhuman strength, and she managed to lift that intestine, the stomach of the animal, of the camel, from the back of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then she washed and cleaned the back of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So with all these atrocities, Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to still make dua for the hidayat. On one occasion, when some of the Muslims found the persecution unbearable in Makkatul Mukarramah, they requested Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to curse the enemies. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu immediately replied that I have been not sent into the world to curse mankind, I have been sent as a mercy unto mankind. So Nabi Sallallahu even on that occasion did not invoke curses upon his enemies. This was the compassion, kindness of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. During the battle of Uhud, when Nabi Sallallahu's face and head were injured during the course of the battle, the Sahaba were busy dressing the wound of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As the blood was trickling down the cheeks of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu did not allow a drop of blood to fall onto the ground. He was taking a piece of cloth and swabbing the blood. And he mentioned the reason that even if a drop of blood of a Nabi should fall onto the ground, then all these infidels, these kuffar mushrikeen, will be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar Farooq Radhan said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at what they have done to you, curse them. That time to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I have been sent as a mercy unto mankind, not to curse them. And it was because of his mercy and compassion and kind nature that Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's form of tarbiyat, of nurturing spiritually his Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, of nurturing people, was very gentle, and is to use a very soft approach, not a harsh approach. We ought to take out the leaf from the book of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and not be abrupt to people, not approach them in a harsh manner. It comes in a hadith also referring to that ayat, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِيَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, which we discussed, that Allah Ta'ala says, my mercy is able to, and it can, encompass every single thing. Yes, if someone is not prepared to come into the mercy of Allah, then he is depriving himself it is his own fault. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, أَنُلْزِمُكُمُهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ.
Shall we force down your throats our mercy when you dislike our mercy? People that do not want to come into the mercy of Allah,
they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah's mercy is able to accommodate them, but they prefer to remain averse and away from the mercy of Allah. Otherwise Allah is prepared to take everyone under his mercy. It comes in a hadith al-Qudsi, to this effect. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a person comes one span's length close to me, the length of just his palm, then I come one arm's length close to him. In other words, the more he shows his eagerness to come under my mercy, I am prepared to envelop him, to enshroud him in his mercy. The hadith al-Qudsi continues, if a person comes to me, Allah Ta'ala says, an arm's length, then I come close to him two arms length. And if a person walks toward me, I run towards him, indicating that Allah Ta'ala is always waiting for his servants to come unto the mercy, under umbrella and the shadow of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we wish to remain averse, aloof, then it is our fault. Allah is prepared to envelop us in his mercy. So as I mentioned, a hadith of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, in other books of hadith as well, in Sahih Bukhari as well, that دخل عربي في المسجد ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جالس في المسجد. A Bedouin from the rural areas, these people are generally not acquainted with the etiquette of the masjid, with the etiquette of dealing with people. They were uneducated. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to overlook their mannerisms. So any of this Bedouin came into the masjid, and the hadith continues, فَصَلَّى فَلَمَّا فَرَغَ قَالَ أَلَّهُمَّ ارْحَمْنِي وَمُحَمَّدًا وَلَا تَرْحَمْ مَعَنَا أَحَدًا. He made dua in this way, which is obviously inappropriate. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is boundless, limitless, infinite. He assumed that Allah Ta'ala's mercy is restrained, constricted, restricted, limited. So he made dua that, oh Allah, show mercy upon me and your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and don't show mercy upon anyone else. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَالْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Nabi Sallam turned towards him, and look at the kind way of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had it been you or I, we should have said, explain to him that لَقَدْ تَحَجَّرْتَ وَاسِعًا. There's something that is very, very expansive, something very, very broad, something very accommodating, the mercy of Allah. لَقَدْ تَحَجَّرْتَ وَاسِعًا. You have restricted that mercy only to yourself and to me, the Nabi of Allah, whereas Allah Ta'ala's mercy can accommodate his entire creation. So one should not make dua in this way. One should rather make dua that, oh Allah, shower your mercy upon your entire creation by granting everyone hidayat. Bring them all under the umbrella of your mercy.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي كفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله العظيم. After Asr we will be discussing about the kind and compassionate nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the kind and compassionate nature of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala commands us that we too should show mercy, compassion, kindness for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so
that if a person shows kindness, compassion, even for an animal, that too draws the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and can become a means for a person's forgiveness. We read in the hadith the story of a woman of one of the past nations who lived practically her entire mature life in prostitution. But in spite of that, on one occasion, when she was passing by a well and she came across a thirsty dog that was licking the moisture around the well, obviously a dog cannot draw water out of the well, it appeared to be very thirsty. So this lady, the prostitute, she took off her shoe and her stocking, she tied the stocking to the shoe, and that way she lowered the shoe down into the well until it reached the surface of the water. Some water came into her shoe, she drew that up, it was very little water, but yet the dog appreciated it. When she put it before the dog drank up the water. Allah Ta'ala liked this act of compassion and mercy so much that Allah Ta'ala decreed the forgiveness of that woman just on this act of compassion. Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also on many occasions showed compassion. He used to overlook even the oppression, the injustices of his enemies. That is why Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have sent you as a mercy unto the entire mankind, for the entire universe. Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, due to his compassion, kindness, he used to have that tolerance. If a person has kindness and compassion, he will be tolerant, he will overlook even the oppression of his opponents, of his enemies. If you read the Sirat of Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for example, prior to the Hijrah to Medina, in Makkah al-Mukarramah, when Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to go in front of the Kaabatullah and perform his salah, his enemies, the mushrikeen, used to come surround him and start whistling and clapping in order to cause disturbance to his salah. Yet Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never retaliated. On one occasion, when Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in sajda, then the mushrikeen brought the intestines of a slaughtered camel, which was very, very heavy, and put it onto the back of Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It became difficult for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to even lift his head up from sajda. But somehow, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, the daughter of Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was still a mere child at that point of time, Allah Ta'ala somehow gave her superhuman strength, and she managed to lift that intestine, the stomach of the animal, of the camel, from the back of Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then she washed and cleaned the back of Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So with all these atrocities, Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to still make dua for the hidayat. On one occasion, when some of the Muslims found the persecution unbearable in Makkah al-Mukarramah, they requested Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to curse the enemies. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately replied that I have been not sent into the world to curse mankind, I have been sent as a mercy unto mankind. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even on that occasion, did not invoke curses upon his enemies. This was the compassion, kindness of Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. During the battle of Uhud, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's face and head were injured during the course of the battle, the Sahaba were busy dressing the wound of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As the blood was trickling down the cheeks of Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not allow a drop of blood to fall onto the ground. He was taking a piece of cloth and swabbing the blood. And he mentioned the reason that even if a drop of blood of a Nabi should fall onto the ground, then all these infidels These kuffar mushrikeen will be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar Farooq Radhan said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at what they have done to you, curse them. That time to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I have been sent as a mercy unto mankind, not to curse them. And it was because of his mercy and compassion and kind nature that Rasulullah Kareem Sa'asim's form of tarbiyat, of nurturing spiritually his Sahaba Rajalan Majmain, of nurturing people was very gentle, and he used to use a very soft approach, not a harsh approach. We ought to take out the leaf from the book of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and not be abrupt to people, not approach them in a harsh manner. It comes in a hadith, also referring to that ayat, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِيَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, which we discussed, that Allah Ta'ala says, my mercy is able to, and it can, encompass every single thing. Yes, if someone is not prepared to come into the mercy of Allah, then he is depriving himself. It is his own fault. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, أَنُلْزِمُكُمْ مُهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. Shall we force down your throats our mercy when you dislike our mercy? People that do not want to come into the mercy of Allah, they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah's mercy is able to accommodate them, but they prefer to remain averse and away from the mercy of Allah. Otherwise Allah is prepared to take everyone under his mercy. It comes in a hadith, hadith al-Qudsi, to this effect, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a person comes one span's length close to me, the length of Jesus' palm, then I come one arm's length close to him. In other words, the more he shows his eagerness to come under my mercy, I am prepared to envelop him, to enshroud him in his mercy. The hadith al-Qudsi continues, if a person comes to me, Allah Ta'ala says, an arm's length, then I come close to him two arm's length. And if a person walks toward me, I run towards him, indicating that Allah Ta'ala is always waiting for his servants to come unto the mercy, under umbrella and the shadow of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we wish to remain averse, aloof, then it is our fault. Allah is prepared to envelop us in his mercy. So as I mentioned, a hadith of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, in other books of hadith as well, in Sahih Bukhari as well, that dakhala arabiyun fil masjidi wa rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jalisun fil masjid. A Bedouin from the rural areas, these people are generally not acquainted with the etiquette of the masjid, with the etiquette of dealing with people. They were uneducated. So Nabi Sallam used to overlook their mannerisms. So any of the Bedouin came to the masjid, and the hadith continues, فَصَلَّ فَلَمَّا فَرَغَ قَالَ أَلَّهُمَّ ارْحَمْنِي وَمُحَمَّدًا وَلَا تَرْحَمْ مَعَنَا أَحَدًا. He made dua in this way, which is obviously inappropriate. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is boundless, limitless, infinite. He assumed that Allah Ta'ala's mercy is restrained, constricted, restricted, limited. So he made dua that, oh Allah, show mercy upon me and your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and don't show mercy upon anyone else. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَالْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned towards him, and look at the kind way of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Had it been you or I, we should have said, throw, explain to him, that لَقَدْ تَحَجَّرْتَ وَاسِعًا. There's something that is very, very expansive, something very, very broad, something very accommodating, the mercy of Allah. لَقَدْ تَحَجَّرْتَ وَاسِعًا. You have restricted this mercy only to yourself and to me, the Nabi of Allah. Whereas Allah Ta'ala's mercy can accommodate His entire creation. So one should not make dua in this way. One should rather make dua that, O Allah, shower Your mercy upon Your entire creation by granting everyone hidayat. Bring them all under the umbrella of Your mercy.